Over the past decade, emergency rooms and even jails have become places that offer treatment for mental health issues. As KUNC's Jackie Fortier reports, a new center opening this week in Fort Collins aims to bridge that gap.
Where do you go if your teenager is cutting themselves, or if you're having a panic attack, or you just need to talk at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oftentimes, the contact will start with a phone call.
Teresa Sedlak is the crisis services coordinator at a new 24-hour facility in Fort Collins.
With that rapport building on the phone, hey, why don't you come in person, really to try to make it welcoming for people, because it is scary.
Summit Stone Health Partners is one of several agencies partnering with the state to provide mental health crisis services in the years since the Aurora Theater shooting. In 2013, Governor John Hickenlooper and state lawmakers approved nearly $20 million for a new statewide hotline and mobile and walk-in stabilization centers like this one.
Basically, it's an opportunity for folks to come in 24/7 to meet a licensed clinician if they're having any sort of behavioral health crisis.
There are two parts to the center, one for stabilizing people immediately in crisis and a respite care area where people can stay for up to 5 days.
Behavioral health is now part of Larimer County's strategic plan, the City of Fort Collins' strategic plan. It's becoming a lot less of a you issue and much more of an us issue.
Chris Fine is a development specialist at Summit Stone.
What this facility does is normalize behavioral health, that it's really okay to walk in and be greeted and address whatever you have.
Fine says it's much less costly and faster than a hospital. This crisis center is one of 13 in the state and the only one in Larimer County. Again, Teresa Sedlak.
We've had people who make a lot of money that still need to come in to chat with somebody because things aren't going so well. And we've had the homeless folks coming in because they need that extra support. So it is a snapshot of our entire population of this community.
She says the crisis center is a good starting point for people with mental health needs. The state is monitoring the success of this and the other centers to see what needs still need to be met. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.